This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Another Democratic hopeful is out of the race for the White House. Former Housing and Urban Development Secretary Julian Castro announcing this morning he's dropping out of the race.
I'm so proud of the campaign we've run together. We've shaped the conversation on so many important issues in this race, stood up for the most vulnerable people, and given a voice to those who are often forgotten.
The former San Antonio mayor was the only Latino candidate in the race, but struggled to make a dent in fundraising and the polls. President Trump again railing against his impeachment. The president tweeting this morning that impeachment by the House is part of an ongoing witch hunt, and it is sputtering badly, but still going on. The president says a lot of very good people were taken down by a small group of dirty cops, politicians, and government officials. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build the wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. Rootwall.com.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is calling for what he calls shocking actual action against the U.S. to pay for the pains suffered by North Korea under Washington-led sanctions. North Korean news reports say that Kim has declared himself no longer bound by his pledge to the U.S. to halt missile tests, and he's promising to show off a new strategic weapon soon. President Trump speaking again about the upcoming ban on most flavors of the e-cigs, indicating that some flavors may eventually return.
The flavors will come off, they're going to be checked, but we're doing a very exhaustive examination, and hopefully everything will be back in the market very, very shortly.
A vaping industry group has been running ads in the Palm Beach area where his Mar-a-Lago estate is located, warning him that a ban would hurt him with voters. The Labor Department says 222,000 Americans filed first-time jobless claims last week, down 2,000 from the week before. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Bank. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Doctors say one of the men who was stabbed at a New York Hanukkah celebration may never regain consciousness. 71-year-old Joseph Newman was one of five people attacked Saturday at a rabbi's home in Muncie, New York. He was stabbed multiple times in the head, neck, and arms. A suspect is in custody. The Bernie Sanders presidential campaign says it raised over $34 million in the year's fourth quarter, more than any other Democrat in a single quarter this cycle, according to his campaign. The Democratic presidential candidates are releasing their fundraising totals for the end of 2019, Sanders topping the list. The FAA is getting involved in the mysterious drone sightings in northeastern Colorado and parts of western Nebraska. U.S. Senator Cory Gardner says the agency has launched a full investigation after drones have recently been spotted in multiple counties, even some in Nebraska flying in what appears to be a grid formation. Nobody has stepped forward to say that the drones are theirs. And the former boyfriend of Whitney Houston and Bobby Brown's daughter has died. Nick Gordon Gordon died at a hospital in Florida from an apparent drug overdose. He was found liable for the 2015 death of Whitney's daughter, Bobby Christina Brown. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us. We're happy to have Brent Bozell with us, the founder and president of the Media Research Center, who runs the largest media watchdog organization in America with over 800,000 members nationwide, over 12 million fans on Facebook, oh, by the way. And he, along with his co-author, Tim Graham, the executive editor of Newsbusters, are presenting Unmasked, Big Media's War Against Trump. Brent, always good to be talking to you. How are you, sir?
Bill, how are you? Thanks for having me.
Hey, great to have you here to lay out the facts. I mean, for so long, when you've got intentionally 90% of the media reporting on this president being negative, it's clear that the scales are out of balance.
Well, so much out of balance, Bill, that we've never seen anything like this. And I think it's got to be fair to say that something like this has never happened in the history of the Republic. I mean, you are closing in on unanimous negative coverage of a president and his administration when you've got 91, 93, 94, 89. We've been monitoring it every month since the election, or since the campaign.
Right.
In October of last year, I'm looking at it from our book right now. Mm-hmm. In October of last year, the White House came out with a list of accomplishments. Now, this is 6 months ago. Mm-hmm. 3.9 million Americans off food stamps. For every new regulation, 22 deregulations.
Exactly.
The biggest corporate tax cuts in history, killing the individual mandate on Obamacare, the most circuit judges named in 1 year in history, moving the embassy to Tel Aviv, 4 million new jobs, ISIS defeated militarily. I mean, it goes on and on and on, and yet 93, 94, 92, 89% negative. They simply are not, A, they're not going to report any good news, positive news, and B, they're going to focus on whatever bad news they can, even if it means making it up.
What is it, Brent? Is it just because Donald Trump is an outsider? He doesn't have the magic ring, the secret handshake that doesn't allow him to be part of the Beltway culture? I mean, what is it about him that threatens him so much?
Bill, I see it as three things uniquely tied. One is that he represented the end of, or potentially, the end of the transformational revolution of Barack Obama. That's how big a threat he is. They thought that this transformational revolution, which was well on its way, was going to be, in effect, ratified by a Hillary Clinton administration, who also would would become the first woman president. But you combine those two presidencies and potentially 16 consecutive years of it, and you really would change America definitively. So first, he posed a threat to that. Second, it was the fact that they created this monster. He was somebody that they had had as a Hollywood entity. They thought that he could be tied around the necks of Republicans because they could make a sheer mockery out of him. And yet, the stronger he got, the more they were enraged by the fact that he should still be there, the more disgusted they became, and the more they began to despise the man, to the point that it is visceral hatred that they have both in Washington and in Hollywood. And then the third element was that he declared war on them. They, you know, they've had opposition before from Nixon or Reagan, but nothing like this, where every single day, publicly, he put them on trial and questioned their honesty and questioned their effectiveness and humiliated them in public. So you put those three together, the threat to the revolution, the threat that he brought on and how they despised him, and then the war he waged on them, and I think it's a perfect storm, and that's what you got in return.
Well, Brent, he really neutralized him in a lot of ways. I mean, he is such a force unto himself. The media's been able to control the headlines all along, and now all of a sudden, they're not writing the headlines. Donald Trump's writing the headlines, and they're going, "Hey, who's moving our cheese?" Right?
It is driving them crazy. Now, you will have people like Les Moonves of CBS, president of CBS, did acknowledge that he was great, that he's great for ratings. And,
yes.
You know, you can look at that and you can say, well, look, you know, they look how well they benefit from it. That might be the case at the ownership level or the administrative management level, but where it comes to the news level, they could care less about that. What they care about is how much he's controlling the agenda, the political agenda. But the look, you know, with that 91, 93, 94% negative coverage, it hasn't affected his numbers. You know, his numbers go up a couple of points, go down a couple of points. As we wrote in our book, this is a news media that tried to destroy Donald Trump, but destroyed themselves instead. And by that I mean that they, I think, they have vaporized their credibility. I don't think you'll ever look at CNN again and see it as a news network. You'll never see MSNBC again as a news network, or the New York Times, or any such place. I don't think they can regain their credibility.
Well, the unfortunate thing of this, Brent, is that our founding fathers, you know, were clear about having a free and fair press. It is incumbent upon this republic that it have a media that is fair and balanced and can call balls and strikes. And when they fail to do so, I mean, we lose all that talent and that, you know, that part of what makes the republic work. You know, and it's unfortunate that they have blown themselves up. What do you think? I mean, is there a resurrection down the road for the mainstream media?
Well, let's start with the first part of it. I do believe that the media represent a threat to democracy. Any time that you so control the flow of information that you can, in fact, create realities that aren't there, then you have so affected the public conversation that you are, in fact, controlling the electorate. This is precisely what they have been trying to do. They spent months attempting to prevent him from becoming president. Since the moment he's been elected, their goal has been to remove him from the presidency. And in any way diminish what I've said. I mean that with every fiber of my being. Ever since the Mueller report came out
Brent, we've got to go to quick break. Stay with us. More from Brent Bozell. Unmasked, big media's war against Trump after this.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
I took my family on a vacation like the one you're about to hear about, and we had an amazing time. And the best part about it was the price.
If you're looking for an amazing, fun-filled vacation for you and your family for an unbelievable price, keep listening for details on how you can get a fabulous four-day vacation for just $99. Westgate Resorts has been a leader in affordable vacation plans since 1982, and now you can choose from over 10 beautiful resort destinations across the United States, like Orlando, Florida, or the Smoky Mountains in Tennessee. So whether you love world-famous theme parks or the tranquility of nature, Westgate Resorts has your next dream vacation. Plus, if you're one of the first 100 to call, we'll tell you about our $29 Las Vegas special. Call right now to book your amazing vacation for only $99.
800-883-1612. 800-883-1612. Call 800-883-1612.
This advertisement is being used for the purpose of soliciting sales of a timeshare plan. Restrictions apply. Go to westgateterms.com for complete offer terms.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. Here's what our customers had to say.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free and they took care of all the paperwork.
If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, a CGM can help you. It's accurate, easy to use, and if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Plus, get free shipping of your new CGM, and we can bill Medicare for you.
Honestly, I had my doubts, but that new CGM is painless.
Call now. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez live.
Back.
back with you, America Fresh and Independent, just the way you like to hear from us. I'm Bill Martinez. Brent Bozell continues with us. He says his book, Unmasked, Big Media's War Against Trump, is a story of a media that set out to destroy a president and his administration, but destroyed themselves instead. Brent, I want to pick up from where we left off, and that is that, you know, the media was so all in on the Mueller report that that was going to be the answer. We've spent upwards of $65 million just on the Mueller team alone. We've got expenses from the Senate side, the House side, you know, $65 million and counting has been spent to invalidate this presidency, to somehow lead to the road to impeachment. But, well, I'll tell you, that yellow brick road to impeachment, not only is it dangerous, but it's reckless on the part of Democrats and what they're putting at risk.
Yeah, we talk about this in the book, pointing out that we went to press right before the Mueller report came out. But we pointed out that really it just didn't matter how it was going to come out. The media's coverage was just going to continue, and which is exactly what's happened. We then looked at what the impeachment debate was going to look like, and it is as we saw it. What we saw was two different forces within the Democratic Party. The elder statesmen, the sober ones, were going to look at this as a very bad idea. Mm-hmm. In fact, on the record, whether it was Nancy Pelosi or Joe Biden or Chuck Schumer or anyone of Steny Hoyer, mm-hmm. all the senior citizens of the Democratic Party have been on the record against this impeachment because they saw what it did to Bill Clinton and how Bill Clinton used it for his reelection. On the other hand, you've got the Democratic Party that is controlled by the radicals,
right.
And they are radicals, unlike anything we've ever seen in our lifetime. And the question was, would they control the senior citizens? And the answer is yes. That's what they're doing. So there's going to be an impeachment. Of course, that impeachment goes nowhere with the Senate. So why do the impeachment? In the hopes that it will damage the presidency.
Exactly.
And that, Bill, now takes us to what is the short-term impact of the press. They've lost all their credibility for the future. But up to this point, have they caused enough trouble for Trump? Can they cause enough trouble for Trump between now and the election to count to move the needle 2 or 3 percentage points? Quite possibly, mm-hmm. and in a close race, that determines the presidency. On the other hand, can they so embolden Trump's base the way he wants them emboldened because of them to become mobilized and turn out in the kinds of numbers that increases his turnout by 2 or 3%? Quite possibly.
Right.
Bottom line, Bill, either way, the media will control the election next year.
Well, in the book, you address, the top 10 media and talking heads who hate Trump the most. Let's go down the list here real quick, starting with Jim Acosta.
Well, Jim Acosta came in at number one, and we write that Jim Acosta would probably be offended if he didn't come in number one. Jim Acosta doesn't like reporting the news. Let's be very clear about this. Jim Acosta wants to be the news.
The news, exactly.
To the point that he's just written a book all about himself and Donald Trump. This is the state of play in journalism today in CNN. And if I can mention one thing about CNN, and this gets to the questions you were asking before. CNN was once a powerhouse in the news media today. As of 2 months ago, their viewership, nighttime average viewership, was 271,000 people. Mm-hmm. That represents 0.2% of the American population. That 571,000 represents, there are more people who own pet chickens in America than watch CNN.
Right.
And there are more prostitutes than viewers of CNN. Now, that was at 571. As of this month, it's dropped down to 529.
They're going in the wrong direction. But
right. And they've got Jim Acosta as their star power.
Right, exactly. MSNBC.
MSNBC, we gave number two to Joe and Mika. Interestingly enough, and why? Because there's a certain hypocrisy there. In November of 2015, Joe was such a fan of Donald Trump. He talked about his gut instinct and strength. In 2016, he said that the sight of Trump's plane landing in Iowa was, quote, like the Pope had landed with the Middle East peace pact to end 3,000 years of war. I mean, now he calls him the tyrannical president.
Right, exactly.
He calls him a Nazi.
He's deranged, mentally deranged, and all that endless stuff.
Yeah.
And you got George, our buddy George Stephanopoulos.
George Stephanopoulos, number three. Now think about this. George Stephanopoulos gave $75,000 to the Clinton Foundation and saw no conflict whatsoever in covering the Clinton campaign. If there wasn't a conflict of interest, then I don't know what a conflict of interest is. And he's the head of the biggest show on ABC. Another way of showing his bias, if you're Mark Levin and you've written number one bestsellers, you might scratch your head and say, you know, why have I never gotten 1 second of airtime on George Stephanopoulos' show? James Comey comes out with his book, Attacking Trump, and he gets unheard of. He was given the entire hour devoted to his book. That's the double standard. Why did the president go on George Stephanopoulos' show last week? I'll never understand that. Very bad decision.
Sometimes I think Donald Trump does this to amuse himself. Even in answering his question, when they asked about if he got a phone call from a foreign, from a foreign country with Oppo Research. What Donald Trump is probably guilty of being honest, because most politicians would have done exactly the same thing, but they would have said, they would have answered it differently. They would have said, well, of course not. Of course I'd give that phone call to the FBI.
Do not. I can tell you that the Hillary Clinton campaign probably got 100 phone calls from people saying, I've got dirt on Donald Trump. And when that happens, you take the call. You call the FBI only when you find something suspicious in that phone call. Otherwise, no candidate says, let me put you on hold while I call the FBI. So I really like him doing that. Now, on the other hand, there was probably a little bit of hubris in his decision to go on Stephanopoulos' show.
Sure, right.
I can handle them. Well, not every time you can.
Right, exactly. Every late night talk show host from Kimmel to Colbert and Maher, I know Jimmy Fallon's not there because he tries to stay apolitical. It's good for him. But that was number four.
Yeah, but because they have all become so weaponized on late night television, inserting themselves in the political dialogue, they're not funny. When they call the president, as Bill Maher does, a terrorist and a dangerous menace, and drug resistant super gonorrhea, when Jimmy Kimmel, puts on a porn star to talk about the president of the United States penis size, when Stephen Colbert calls him, I won't go through the words he's called him. Samantha Bee goes after the daughter of the president and calls her a feckless C word, and the audience bursts out in laughter. I mean, it's pretty disgusting. And the question we ask in the book is can you name me? Steve Allen was the original host of the talk show host. Can anyone name me his politics?
Right.
And the answer is you can't. And I will tell you, he was one of the most left-wing people in America. You never saw it on his TV show.
Johnny Carson the same way, Brent.
That's right. You never saw them. And they kept it, or they were even handed, and a candidate could joke on both sides. You could laugh. Not anymore.
Not anymore. Sadly. Unmasked. Big Media's War Against Trump. Brent Bozell has been our guest. Brent, as we wrap things up, of course, we're going to link the book on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. Book available at all the usual places. Final takeaway, for the readers. What do you want them to get from this?
Well, I think the conservatives need to understand that their number one enemy is not Nancy Pelosi. It is not Chuck Schumer. It is not a silly woman, AOC. It's not any one of the 38 presidential candidates. It's the national news media. They are the ones that are out to destroy the conservative movement.
There it is. Brent Bozell. Thank you, Brent. Take care.
Attention timeshare owners. Are high maintenance fees driving you crazy? Well, how would you like to rent or even sell your timeshare and eliminate your maintenance fees? Now you can by making one quick call to Timeshares by Owner, a national company with an A+ BBB rating that specializes in helping consumers sell or rent their timeshares. And if you call right now, we'll give you a free timeshare market evaluation and explain to you our exclusive double your money back guarantee. Now you don't need to be wasting money on a timeshare you don't always use. You can rent or even sell it. Call right now and get your free market report and learn about our industry-leading double your money back guarantee. Learn your options now on how to sell or rent your timeshare and eliminate most of the cost and headaches. Call now. 800-715-6093. 800-715-6093. That's 800-715-6093.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Another Democratic hopeful is out of the race for the White House. Former Housing and Urban Development Secretary Julian Castro announcing this morning he's dropping out of the race.
I'm so proud of the campaign we've run together. We've shaped the conversation on so many important issues in this race, stood up for the most vulnerable people, and given a voice to those who are often forgotten.
The former San Antonio mayor was the only Latino candidate in the race, but struggled to make a dent in fundraising and the polls. President Trump again railing against his impeachment. The president tweeting this morning that impeachment by the House is part of an ongoing witch hunt, and it is sputtering badly, but still going on. The president says a lot of very good people were taken down by a small group of dirty cops, politicians, and government officials. This is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315, 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315, 800-634-1315, 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Yeah, Martinez.
His reputation is expanding faster than the universe. He once had an awkward moment just to see how it feels. He lives vicariously through himself. He is the most interesting man in the world.
Stay listening, my friend. Phil Martinez live.
Hey, glad you tuned in. And, you know, we're here, by the grace of God, every Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. 28 minutes before the top of the hour, Gregory Wrightstone is going to be joining us in just a moment. It's appropriate for us to have Greg here for many reasons, because in the midst of all this controversy that's happening in our government today, we need to stay focused on everything. I'm telling you, it is everything. I know it's a plethora of stuff. We're all juggling balls, trying to go, gosh, how do I keep on top of what's going on with this impeachment insanity? What's happening with China? And of course, climate change, now Christmas sweaters are a problem. It's just an endless battalion of issues that we have to deal with. And the reason I say we have to stay vigilant, because if you're not, our government and agencies and people groups, interest groups have been very well weaponized and accommodated. And if we're not careful, they're going to sneak in some legislation or sneak in some regulation. Thank God for Donald Trump, because he put a stop to it. But if we were under, a different administration, particularly a Democratic administration, we'd be looking like California. I mean, it's insane the stuff that they come up with time and again. He is the geologist, climate contrarian, author of Inconvenient Facts, also the mobile app that you must have on your phone. And he's with us right now, Dr. Gregory Wrightstone. Greg, good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
Oh, thanks for having me back on, Bill. Yeah, and it's not just the federal level. We're seeing economically crippling proposals being put forth at the state level across the United States. Yeah. I've been talking to people in Vermont, Oregon. They dodged a bullet last year, but it's coming back. It'll be re-proposed probably this spring when they convene again. Mm-hmm. Here in Pennsylvania, where I'm calling from, we've got plans to impose, not legislatively, by executive fiat, the governor's trying to impose cap and trade on the state. Like you said, thank God for Donald Trump. He got us out of the Paris Climate Accords.
Exactly. And to that point, I was looking forward, particularly being since you brought that up, the report came out this week that actually America is ahead of its projection in terms of the agreement that it made with the Paris Accords, right now just naturally doing the things that we do as responsible citizens of the world, are we not?
Yes, we are. We've reduced our carbon, and bear in mind, I'll just remind your listeners, what we're talking about here mainly is carbon dioxide and the supposed greenhouse gas that's warming the Earth to catastrophic levels. It's not, by the way, but that's what we're talking about, is CO2.
That's the headline they keep putting out.
Right. And so what they have done, what we have done, we, the United States, have reduced our CO2 emissions by 14% over the last decade. But the key thing here, and I'm not... I just came back from the gym where I wore my iHeart CO2 t-shirt, and I've got an iHeart CO2 bumper sticker on the back of my SUV. So I'm a huge proponent of the many benefits of increasing CO2.
Yes.
But be that as it may.
That's what we take in, right? That's part of the oxygen process, right?
Well, it's mainly for plants.
No, for plants, but I mean, if plants don't have CO2, then we're in trouble.
Oh my goodness! Yeah, the end of the last ice age, we nearly crossed what I call the line of death. That's the minimum threshold for plant life to exist.
Right.
That's 150 parts per million. We almost crossed that, and we're still looking at it from the geologic context. Which I'm a geologist, so I look at the big picture. We're actually CO2 impoverished. We don't have too much CO2. We don't have enough. Mm. And the Earth is thriving and prospering. Partly because of that,
right.
Just completely opposite of what we're being told. But the big thing here we're talking about is the United States reduced by 14% its CO2 emissions. The EPA secretary that was just appointed by Donald Trump, the new EPA secretary, Briette, just 2 weeks ago, said that the increase in carbon dioxide emissions from China in just 45 days has completely offset our 14% decrease over the last 10 years.
Wow.
So China's just crushing it. They're opening more coal mines, opening more lignite mines. They're creating more electricity generation stations using coal fire. And I will say that the Chinese government, the premier there, Xi, I believe is his name, and Donald Trump have a lot in common. Mm-hmm. They both understand that your economies, if you want to boom the economy, an economy is driven by high volume, reliable, abundant, affordable energy. And you get that from coal. You don't get it from wind. You don't get it from solar. You get it from coal and nuclear. Maybe not as inexpensive, but those are the things that China's doing. Donald Trump understands that. And that's why, in his case, Donald Trump acted to prevent harm on the American economy, and the Chinese are saying, well, we're going to just thumb our nose or maybe extend a certain finger to the Paris Climate Accords, and we're going to just double down. And in fact, the world has reduced its gigawatt hours of coal-fired emissions by around 3, while the Chinese have increased theirs by 33.
So much for signing the accord, right?
it does no good. Greta Thunberg just this week said, oh, she was so dismayed because nothing we're doing is making any difference. Well, I could have told her that. She didn't have to go to Madrid. She didn't have to go to Chile. She didn't have to travel to New York to yell at us, how dare you at the UN. I could have told her that. She could have stayed home and stayed in school. Right. Nothing she's doing is going to make a difference because what they think that they think that carbon dioxide levels are the thermostat by which the Earth's temperature has changed. They really believe that they can control the uncontrollable. By that, I mean the Earth's temperature. And if we look at, again, I'm a geologist, so I look at the big picture, and if we look at the data coming out of Antarctica, the Antarctic ice cores, we find that during each glacial and interglacial period, temperature changed first, and then it was followed by CO2 change.
Mm-hmm.
So, in other words, as the oceans heated up, it started expelling CO2. And then in the ice ages, as the oceans cooled down, the ocean is a great carbon dioxide sink, and it sucked it up.
Right.
So we know from Antarctica, for 800,000 years, we know as a fact, and it's not in dispute, that CO2 has not been driving temperature. But the Ayatollahs of alarmism will tell you, oh, well, yeah, but all that changed in the 20th century. Well, that's not how geologic processes work. And we always look as geologists, we look for the past is the key to the future. And we also say the present is the key to the past because we study Earth's processes and say that those same processes have occurred throughout the geologic time. And so, it's crazy. There's so many ways that we can point at to show that they're just wrong about what they're saying about the primary.
But they're so ideologically fixed, Greg. I mean, I keep referencing this to the audience. I found myself rereading Jordan Peterson's book, and the thing that stuck out for me, because that's what we're dealing with, politically and in our daily conversations. People are becoming so ideologically fixed, and that's why we're at each other's throats. There's no, you're not hearing me, and I'm not hearing you. We're just kind of yelling past one another. And this is what's getting people so angry and frustrated. But I like what Jordan Peterson said, and that is that when you become ideologically fixed, you really stupefy yourself. You become stupid because you're not learning. You're not hearing the other side and getting feedback. You're blocking the feedback out, and you're so sure that you're right when you become in time so wrong.
Yeah. Well, I had an opportunity to go to Cornell University and beta professor up there a few weeks ago.
I want to talk about that, but we got to go to break.
Okay.
More when we come back from Gregory Wrightstone after this.
This is Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. According to McClatchy, there is a growing concern among service members and their families about various blood, prostate, and urinary tract cancers. From 2000 to 2018, the number of soldiers being treated for the three aforementioned types of cancer has steadily risen. Experts agree there are some common denominators, including the location where the soldiers served and the obvious fact that they were all in the military. Navy Commander Mike Crosby, founder of the Veterans Prostate Awareness, said, "We don't know what the cause is. That study has yet to be done." So here's your veterans tip of the day. Go to vetsprostate.org. That's vetsprostate.org and check it out. Remember, early diagnosis increases the survival rate. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day.
You've heard it said, you don't know what you've been missing. Well, when it comes to nutritional components in your diet, maybe you need to know what you've been missing, especially if you want to feel good, not miss work, and get the most of each day. Then you need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mothers, helps our body recognize when we're under attack, and fights all those nasty microbes that we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstreams. It happened to me. and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, pursuing the truth, no matter where it leads, because it's that doggone important in the era of hearsay and fake news and opinions ruling in the absence of fact. But we're here to bring you even the inconvenient facts, the science that Al Gore doesn't want you to know. Gregory Wrightstone is with us, author of said book. Also an app, a mobile app that is available for Android and iPhone. iPhone, which I use, and well, I'll tell you, it is a powerful device. Let me tell you, you want to do something really special for somebody for Christmas. First of all, I think the book, Inconvenient Facts, a great stocking stuffer. And then you can also gift them. They can gift somebody the app as well for their phone, right?
Well, I'm not sure.
We're not that sophisticated. We got to do that. We got to figure that out. We got
to
figure
out how to do it.
Well, let's get the IT guy to figure out a button to make that happen. And if nothing else, I mean, you can just get their phone and pay for it yourself and
right.
Say Merry Christmas. You know,
I'll
and
talk to my app guy. He's a Patriots fan, but
yeah,
he's a pretty good guy anyhow.
Exactly. Is he still a little sad because of the other night?
Yeah. We just talked this, but yeah. We're adding stuff to the app and have plans to add a lot more and keep it updated with new information. But it's a powerful tool, like you talk about, because you're gonna have all this information right in the palm of your hands. You can't carry a book with you where
no,
you
exactly.
You can carry your smartphone.
Well, and the thing is, you've made it so easy because the main points of argument and contention that come up, you've highlighted, you've got answers, you've got scientific fact right there. And and the thing is, if you're ill prepared, somebody's passion over your passive awareness, or maybe even ignorance of a topic, you're going to be overwhelmed. The next thing you know, you're nodding your head up and down to something that's totally ridiculous and untrue.
Yeah, and the power of two is, it's really important as a scientist, it's important to me and everybody that's interested in this to make sure that whatever we're talking about and whatever we're showing in terms of a chart or a figure, you better know where that came from. You better know what the source was. And that's
exactly.
That's what I've done here. Each one of these are linked to the original source, the peer-reviewed study, the NASA information, National Oceanographic Administration, whatever it is, you can go right there and look at that.
Yeah, you don't want to go around quoting that deal that even the president of the Sierra organization was going around saying, well, what was the deal? 90%, 98% of scientists agree, that the planet is, there's climate change and, all this threat and everything. And, of course, logic would tell you, you can't even get that many scientists to agree on the sky being blue, much less that we've got issues with the climate, right?
Oh, absolutely. And as geologists, I think there's a great majority of geologists as a group, because we study the long history of the Earth and the Earth's temperature. Mm-hmm. It's called paleo temperature. Those are geologists. They're not climatologists.
Right.
And most of the geologists I know, vast majority, believe as I do, that the same natural forces are in action today as they have been for, since the dawn of time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean the planet is. Would you say the planet is alive and well?
Oh, not only well, it's prospering. It's mm-hmm. it's getting better and better and better by almost every metric you look at.
Right.
The Earth is improving and thriving, and humanity's right. benefiting. We've talked, you and I've
yes, right.
talked about this, and the humanity. It's really as a Christian, I look at it from as a Christian. So many times the leaders of the denominations, the Pope, have really, I think, a distorted view of climate change and what's going on.
Mm-hmm. And it shocks me because I think the Pope underestimates the power of God. God created the heavens and the earth, and I'm sure there wasn't that moment in time where he suddenly realized, oh, my God, we got climate problems, and he goes to Peter and goes, hey, I thought you fixed this, you know?
Yeah. Well, and the Pope's, his policies that he wants to promote would actually hurt the people he wants to help. He would hurt, and with his policies, with the Green New Deal, with Paris Climate Accord, would actually hurt the poorest among us the most and mm-hmm. drastically. Because we can lift people up out of generational poverty and use it. If there's a tremendous correlation between energy use and prosperity.
Exactly.
There's strong correlation there.
Right.
So the better off you are, the more energy you use, the more mm-hmm. prosperous you are.
Exactly. Greg, let's talk about your experience at Cornell. I'm surprised that you could have a debate with somebody. I mean, some of these college campuses, because, they don't believe in the First Amendment of free speech. It's rare that you get an opportunity to, to talk truth.
It was. I was shocked. These things just do not happen. Mm-hmm. And the professor Green that I debated, and this was a true official debate. It was in their debate and forensics class, and there mm-hmm. were about 180 students in this large room.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't open to everybody or advertised,
right?
Because they didn't want.
Maybe that's why it happened, because it wasn't open to everybody. It wasn't advertised.
Well, there was a gentleman that was a huge donor to Cornell,
mm.
and he was sat on the board of directors, and he loves my book.
Mm.
I think he's bought might be 50 or 60 copies already that he's mm. just distributed everywhere. And he was a huge, huge proponent of what I had to say and how I say it and my what I have in the book and the app. And he made this happen. It was because of him that we did this. And it was really, really, really interesting. These kids in that room, most of them had never heard anything about what I was telling them. All they knew that there was a science denier, a climate change denier was going to debate their professor.
Uh-huh.
Well, they heard some things that they've never heard before.
Mm-hmm.
A rational, science-based argument against catastrophic man-made warming.
Mm-hmm.
And after the debate, we provided, again, there were about 180 students. We gave away. I said, anyone who wants a book, you come down here and get it. And my brother drove up with me to Cornell.
Right.
And he was standing there distributing the books. And each person that came in, each student, he'd hand them a book and look them right in the eye and say, I'll give you this book. You have to promise to read it.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the deal.
Right.
You take the book, we'll give it to you, but you read it.
Exactly.
And I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
And I talked to a lot of the students afterwards that disagreed with me, but they weren't they what they talked about was their eyes were opened.
Mm. They were less convinced than
much so. So I came away very enthused about it.
That's good. Well, you know, and it is rewarding when you have that opportunity when you exchange, because what happens, you're enlarging them, they're going to enlarge you. It is a symbiotic relationship. But when we go in and we're so stubborn to our own issue that we're not open to hear and learn from other people, because that's the way the world goes around. It doesn't go around when we're stubborn and our heels are locked in the mud.
Yeah. Hey, what was fascinating, well, first of all, in a debate situation, there's a pro-argument and an anti-argument. Mm-hmm. It was supposed to be the professor to speak first. Well, they flipped it around because I wanted him to speak first so I could respond.
Right.
But they flipped it around so I spoke first. But when he finally got up, we each had 10 minutes initially to say our piece, and then we went back and forth. But in the first thing he said, he held my book up. And he says, I've read this entire book. He says, I've gone through it in detail. And he says, all 60 inconvenient facts he lists in the book, he says, I they're actually correct. And I was like, whoa. And he said, I just believe that his interpretation of what he's stating is just not wrong. It's just wrong. Mm-hmm. And so we went back and forth, and it was pretty interesting. And I had we were each assigned a student to work with that they also got up and were able to take our side of the debate. So
interesting.
It was interesting to work with the young man that I did there.
Mm-hmm.
It was all in all pretty interesting experience. Again, these things just don't happen because they want to shut us up.
Exactly.
They don't want me speaking. They don't want you speaking out about this. Mm-hmm. But especially scientists that can present a rational argument, and I hope I would be one of those.
Right. Well, you are. And Greg, it is so important because, meanwhile, you've got all this fake news and everything else. I mean, like this headline says, top economists say the economic effects. I mean, top economists. Okay, so that means if you're not, you know, one of the top economists that they, you don't rate. So your opinion doesn't matter. You know, so shut up and just listen to what they say, in the words of, you know, the senator from Hawaii. Says the economic effects of climate change are just beginning to be felt, and they're likely to be, likely to start snowballing. See, when you see headlines like this, and there are repeated headlines like that in the mainstream media, it gives you a false premise. And then, not to mention the fact that you've got the governor of California blaming Donald Trump for the wildfires because he's not supporting climate change.
Yeah, that's just ridiculous. The wildfires, I don't know if we have time to go there.
We only got about a minute. So, yeah, that's a whole nother day. But, yes, exactly. But if you want to summarize something about the insanity of Gavin Newsom's wildfire theories, have at it.
No,
we'll save it for another day.
Let's do that because it's fascinating.
Right, exactly.
But I do appreciate you having me on here. And it's again, I think, like you had said before, I think the book makes a wonderful gift. I've actually just my wrist is sore. I was signing books this
morning. Oh, great!
I had several people buying. No, multiple copies.
A plethora. Well, there's lots of stockings hanging and that need to be filled, and this is a great stocking stuffer, and it will be a blessing that will enlighten your family members and your friends as well. So how do they get their hands on your book?
Well, I go to my website, inconvenientfacts.xyz. It's available on Amazon. Most people buy on Amazon, just so easy.
And we're linking it on our website as well, Greg. So either way, it's easy. It's a no-brainer. And so Merry Christmas. Make sure you take advantage of this excellent offer. Gregory Wrightstone on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Greg. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. Ugh, it's thinning everywhere. I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs, and a free gift card to anyone who texts KITS 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Anytime.